So last week we talked a bit about Sister Teresa, and this week we're going to be taking a look a bit in St. Francis of Assisi, St. Francis, he was another radical, because he always saw the need of virtuous people to flourish. So Christian spirituality, as seen through St. Francis' lens, it's all about choices that affect the way we live. He was son of a rich merchant, and he was born in 1182. He's visually remembered after an artist called Giotto painted his life on the walls of the upper church after St. Francis died. His father always wanted the best for him, the best education, the smartest clothes, and the smartest friends. He joined the wars, and he was ready to become a soldier when he heard a voice asking him, what was he doing, and why was he serving the rich instead of the poor? From that moment, he understood God was speaking to him, and he decided to ask God what he wanted him to do. And God said to him to go home. So he quit soldiering and went back to Assisi. When he returned to his family and friends, they thought they had fallen in love with someone because of the sudden change in his life. And he said yes, but he wasn't talking about a damsel, but about dreams and visions he had, and he used to call her the Lady Poverty. If we stop to analyze his life, the visions was his beginning kickoff, and that changed literally everything in his life, his choices, actions, meaning. He got closer to God, not just for praying more, but for having his lifestyle changed. So considering his rich background, he had new things to learn. The first was about the poverty, considering the rich background he had, new things to learn, and how to be a human in a new way. He returned Rome, and the second was about, hold on just a second, I can't really very well what I wrote in here. So he went to Rome, and soon as he arrived in there, he emptied his wallet and swiped his clothes with a beggar, and sat on the ground at the tomb of St. Peter for beg for alms. He kept receiving heavenly inspirations, teaching him to don't love material stuff. He helped churches to be restored and restructured. He once had to deal with the world that was killing people's flocks, and he just sat with the wall and asked the wall to be in peace with the town, and he promised the wall that people would always fear him. And after saying that to the wall, he shaking hands with the wall. as a form of agreement, seeing that we can see God's peace nature in him. He never became a priest. He died in 1226. And his passion for God was such that he decided even to be marked with a stigmata, which is the same scars as Jesus Christ on both hands and feet. So what does it mean, St. Francis' message nowadays? A rich man that suddenly gives up of everything and decides to have a poor lifestyle, to live according with God's humility and simplicity. Does that mean we need to give up on everything we have? For him, that formula worked. But for the rest of us, this choice might not be that simple, because we might have our families, network, and we have responsibilities towards others. What Francis teaches is that there is a difference between the kind of poverty that is experienced as a social ill and the one we need to fight against, and the poverty as an interior discipline or attitude of mind. The first one is that one we can see in our daily basis on TV or newspaper, internet, about the world's poverty and suffering. And it's a global phenomenon. But even though it's not something too big, we can still support aid agencies or charities at a national or even a local level. When he heard Jesus calling him to rebuild the church, he wasn't afraid of dirt in his hands. He wasn't afraid of dirt in his hands. And on the job he needed to do, and this was even like a more hands-on rather than a mindset one. But through this new one, he had the realization that rebuilding the church is about a spiritual renewal. And the changes and attitudes that make it possible. And the same happens to help in the world. Nowadays we are inclined to value both us and the others for our material possessions. But St. Francis has a different message for us. The true greatness as he saw, it meant pursuing humility and selflessness in Christ. He advocated a way of living that would transform us from the outside inwards. That's why he could never see prayer apart from action, and why he offers us lifestyle choices. The pattern of simplicity that St. Francis engaged with brings us the heart of Christianity. because he was a literal man, he chose a lifestyle that would enable him to identify himself with Christ in a new way. He had his eyes fixed on God, and that made God becoming his all and everything. His legacy teaches us that it's important to bring everything to God and submit everything to the demands of the gospel. He teaches us to find joy in the deprivation, to live simply and to experiment the contentment. He encourages us to let go of anything that makes us less than fully humans, to find our strength in God. Love, wisdom, patience, humility, poverty, joy, peace, meditation, fear of God, mercy, and temperance. All of these qualities were offered to us by St. Francis' lifestyle. He also teaches us to say thank you for what we have and not to crave for what we don't need. And above all the teachings, it's his message for contentment. In each hour of our materials of this new prayer section we are doing, we have some exercise. But for my surprise, St. Francis' exercise of prayer, it's more of a practical one. It's not something I can bring in here. So what I'm going to be doing, Soon calling ends, I'm going to be posting on the church group the prayer exercise that it's referenced to St. Francis' lifestyle. And there you're going to find the steps you need to follow to complete the exercise. And this is something that is between you and God, you know, like, it's between you and God. So I'm going to be posting all the material and the prayer you need to do to complete this exercise in our church group. If you're not in the church group, you can just, you know, give me a shout so then I can email to you or whichever way is the easiest. And but just for we do not lose the momentum of the message, I brought one of St. Francis' prayers for us this morning, so then we might reflect a bit on his words. So if you want to close your eyes or just meditate in his words. Most High, all powerful, good Lord, yours are the praises, the glory, and the honor, and all the blessings. To you alone, Most High, do they belong, and no human is worthy to mention your name. Praise to you, my Lord, with all creatures, especially Sir Brother Sun, who is the day, and through whom you give us light, and who is beautiful and radiant with great splendor. And bears a likeness of you, Most High One. Praise to you, my Lord, through sister moon and the stars, in heaven you form them clear and precious and beautiful. Praise to you, my Lord, through brother wind, and through the air, cloudy and serene, and every kind of weather, through whom you give us sustenance to your creatures. Praise be you, my Lord, through sister water, who is very useful and humble, and precious for chaste. Praise to you, my Lord, through brother fire, through whom you light the night, and he is beautiful and playful and robust and strong. Praise to you, my Lord, through our sister Mother Earth, who sustains us and governs us, and who produces various fruits with colored flowers and herbs. Praise to you, my Lord, through those who give pardon for your law, and bear infirmity and tribulation. Blessed are those who endure in peace, for by you, Most High, shall they be crowned. Praise to you, my Lord, who our sister, bodily death, from whom no one living can escape. What to those who die in mortal sin. Blessed are those whom death will find in your mostly holy will. For the second death shall do them no harm. Praise and bless my Lord, and give him thanks, and serve him with great humility. Amen.